Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 23rd of September 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So HP finally called the police, and the police stepped in and said, Mr. Apotheker, put down the company and step away. Yes, they've got rid of Leo Apotheker, the CEO of HP, and they've replaced him with Meg Whitman, who used to head up eBay. She's been on the executive board of directors for quite a while anyway, and, well, there we go. It's going to happen. Whether she's the right woman for the job, no one knows. Could there be a new chief exec within another 18 months? Yes, that's always possible, isn't it? But their strategy will be changed. Someone is saying, why are we getting rid of the computer business? Other people are saying, what was wrong with WebOS? Yes, Leo, enjoy your retirement, mate. Facebook has reinvented web apps, allegedly. Yes, they've brought out their timeline, which allows you to log yourself completely, and they've announced tie-ups with just about everyone. Spotify, Netflix, and all that kind of stuff. Anytime you do anything, everyone will know. Which is rather worrying, really, isn't it? If you go and buy something, it'll be posted there. If you use something on the net, it'll be posted there. They reckon they've got an aggregator, though, that's going to look through all of the stuff that your friends respond to, and then slowly it's going to get to be less of a mess. If you're talking about knowing everything all the time, everywhere on Facebook, I'm not sure the world's got the biggest data load for that. Spotify's also coming to the US. It's got free, unlimited music streaming for 6 months for absolutely everyone. If you want to have a go and you live in the US, go and sign up, and it'll be loads and loads of fun. If you don't and you live in the UK, bad luck. America is going to get net neutrality from November 20th, providing the courts let it and there is not a big dispute. Then you will get net neutrality in the US. It's a bit of a sham, though, unfortunately, because all it says is people have to tell you when they're throttling you or packet shaping you, and they can't do things covertly behind your back, which most of them are doing anyway now because they've been told off for it. It's not a great thing. They shouldn't have bothered at all, to be honest. NASA is going to give you some fantastic sounds. If you liked all the noises that came out of the space shuttle, the Apollo and Mercury missions, and any of the current missions, including the Cassini spacecraft going past Saturn, or the beeps and blips of Sputnik, you can get them all at nasa.gov.uk/connect/sounds/index.html. In there, there's a pile of sounds which you can download and which you can use as your iPhone ringtone or cell phone ringtone. I've got to say, though, you've got to be pretty geeky before you actually use these. The Italian government is prepping an anti-piracy law that is pretty draconian, it has to be said. It's a one-strike-you're-out policy. After one transgression, you could be banned from the internet permanently. ISPs are also required to use filters to stop services that infringe copyright or trademark stuff, and all of the proposed changes could be in by Christmas. Who's pushed these through? Media tycoon Silvio Berlusconi. Is that a bit of vested interest? Come on. And apparently, we're getting an iPhone event on the 4th of October. Al Gore, that doddering old bloke who keeps going on about the environment, has said that new iPhones are coming next month. He sits on Apple's board, of course. I'm not entirely sure why, but he's let it slip in a speech and said, yeah, iPhones are definitely coming. And everyone's now hedging their bets. They're saying we're getting two iPhones, one 4S and a 5 as well as. I don't see it. And finally, just how big are Apple and how much are they worth? Well, there's an interesting site set on Tumblr, which actually tells you how big they are in real terms. Apple are bigger than the United States automotive after-sales market. They're also got more money than the New York Federal Reserve's managed to get in gold bullion. They also are worth more than all of the illegal drugs in the whole world added together at their street value. And they've got bigger than the national gross domestic product of Denmark. Sandy Toksvig will be upset. And most worrying of all, you always look at drugs manufacturers and think they're really, really huge. Well, Apple is nearly worth exactly the same as Novartis, Sanofi Aventis, and Pfizer added together. That's an awful lot. If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then please send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. You can also go to iTunes and give us a review if you would. We've had loads. Thank you ever so much for those people that do it. I know I keep asking so much of you guys, but it really does make a huge difference to us and I'm ever so grateful. We'll be back again at 3 p.m. with the Mac Show, and then the photo show's had to move from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. I'm awfully sorry, but it seems like everyone's missing out today. So we'll see you at 4 p.m. for the review of the new Nikon stuff. Wouldn't that be nice? Have a great weekend if I don't speak to you before then. I'll see you on Monday for the Daily Show. Thanks for listening.